too many complaints about overcrowding these days. People came from everywhere to visit the library. It was the biggest non-magical library in the world. Half the philosophers of Ifeb seemed to live there now, and Omnia was even producing one or two of its own. And even priests were coming to spend some time in it because of the collection of religious books. There were 1,283 religious books in there now, each one, according to itself, the only book any man need ever read. It was sort of nice to see them all together. As Didactylos used to say, you had to laugh. It was while Brother was eating his breakfast that the subdeacon, whose job it was to read him his appointments for the day and tactfully make sure he wasn't wearing his underpants on the outside, shyly offered him congratulations. "Hm?" said Brother, his gruel dripping off the spoon.
100 years, said the subdeacon, since you walked in the desert, sir.
Really? I thought it was 50 years.
Can't be more than 60 years, boy.
100 years, Lord. We had a look in the records.
Really? 100 years? 100 years' time.
Brother laid down his spoon very carefully and stared at the plain white wall opposite him. The subdeacon found himself turning to see what it was the cenobiarch was looking at, but there was nothing, only the whiteness of the wall.
100 years, mused Brother. Good Lord, I forgot, he laughed. I forgot. 100 years, eh? But here and now, we...
The subdeacon turned around.
Cenobiarch?
He stepped closer, the blood draining from his face.
Lord?
He turned and ran for help. Brother's body toppled forward, almost gracefully smacking into the table. The bowl overturned, and gruel dripped onto the floor. And then Brother stood up without a second glance at his corpse.
Ah! I wasn't expecting you, he said.
Death stopped, leaning against the wall.
How fortunate you were!
But there's still such a lot to be done.
Yes, there always is.
Brother followed the gaunt figure through the wall, where instead of the privy that occupied the far side in normal space, there was black sand. The light was brilliant, crystalline, in a black sky filled with stars.
Ah, there really is a desert.
Does everyone get this? Said Brother.
Who knows?
And what is at the end of the desert?
Judgment.
Brother considered this.
Which end?
Death grinned and stepped aside. What Brother had thought was a rock in the sand was a hunched figure sitting clutching its knees. It looked paralysed with fear. He stared.
Vorbis?
He said. He looked at Death.
But Vorbis died 100 years ago.
Yes, he had to walk it all alone. All alone with himself, if he dared.
He's been here for 100 years?
Possibly not. Time is different here. It is more personal.
Ah, you mean 100 years can pass like a few seconds?
100 years can pass like infinity.
The black-on-black eyes stared imploringly at Brother, who reached out automatically without thinking, and then hesitated.
He was a murderer, said Death, and a creator of murderers, a torturer without passion, cruel, callous, compassionless.
Yes, I know, he's Vorbis, said Brother.
Vorbis changed people. Sometimes he changed them into dead people, but he always changed them. That was his triumph. He sighed. But I'm me, he said. Vorbis stood up uncertainly, and followed Brother across the desert. Death watched them walk away.
Thank you.
That is the end of Small Gods, written by Terry Pratchett, and it was read by Nigel Planer.